Good morning, Result Seekers. After our last call, Rich and I both realized that we would physically be on airplanes this week. So in order to honor our obligations, we decided to pre-record today's powerful message. So here we are recording today's call. I'm at the office, and Richard is downtown coming off the Oprah event in Edmonton and Calgary, and will be sharing the stage with Oprah tomorrow night in Vancouver. Ladies and gentlemen, please help welcome to the call Mr. Richard Dolan. Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Hey, and I'm doing really well. You can't help but tour with the Big O and not feel absolutely moved at the idea of how epic this really is. She's an incredible woman to work with. She's incredibly inspiring. And the pace in which she works at is just neck-breaking. It's unbelievable the speed that she works at. It's amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what, not everyone on this call had the privilege to go out and see her. I know a lot of members did in Western Canada, but maybe if you can just kind of share some of, I know you're encapsulating some of the notes from her presentation, and maybe we can share that with everybody, but maybe if you can give some of your key lessons that you have taken away from her keynotes across the country.
Well, what's interesting, Russell, is you're right. I have been approved to, in fact, take notes on Oprah's talk and begin to condense them into our own proprietary notes from the event. And so we've offered those to the attendees in Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver, and we're already to date astonished at the kind of response that people have requested. It's in the thousands of people who had attended these events to, in fact, get those. So that is available and will be available to all RAIN partners on this call and at any time that they would like to get their hands on the notes, the summary, if it were, my personal summary of what I heard Oprah say from backstage, from my perspective. But to give you a bit of an insight, you know, the top three lessons I've got to say that I really took away from Oprah that she both said and if not expressed first and foremost is to really just be vulnerable and be yourself. She went on to share her story about her upbringing and her tragic beginnings as a 9-year-old getting abused and such. And it's unbelievably tear-jerking just to hear how honest and how brutal that she is both about the past but also shares about her past. And you can't help but notice that people in the room, and even surely you listening right now, can really get a sense of the power in being able to express yourself completely and utterly fully. Being able to share the things about yourself that you think should not be shared or is just not appropriate, and just share them. Why? Because it's worth sharing. Number two is to really utterly understand the power of saying no, and especially if you don't want to do something. You know, Oprah went on to share a story about how Stevie Wonder had asked her for a contribution to his charity, and she just truthfully didn't want to do it, and not because she didn't have the money and not just because she didn't believe in the cause. She just didn't want to do it, and she was concerned. She shared that she knew that it might change the way that her relationship was forming with Stevie Wonder, an incredible R&B great. And sure enough, one day came where he had called, and she had picked up the phone, and he had said, well, Oprah, and she just said, no. And he says, I'm sorry? No. He goes, what are you talking about? I'm not going to donate the money to your charity. That's so no. And he goes, okay. And Oprah responded, okay, you're not going to hate me? You're not going to be upset with me? You know what he said? No. It's no, so that's no. I'll catch up with you on Saturday. And the call ended. What's the moral of the story? We put a lot more energy into thinking that by saying no to people, we're going to lose something, break something, or in fact, maybe even miss out on something, when the fact is that it really, if it's the right thing to do, it's the right thing to do, especially if it's for you, the right thing to do. But the third lesson of the many lessons that are to be captured in the notes that I found myself fondly really getting truly moved by was the act of gratitude. You know, the Garden of Gratitude, a book that Oprah referenced that she practices in there, one of the lessons that was taught by the author, it was to be grateful for 5 things every day. And so every day she makes a list of 5 things she's grateful for. And it really does produce an incredible personal power and an incredibly environmental energy of gratitude. And it really is something I thought was very spectacular, especially inside the context of real estate investing, because I think very rarely do we as human beings have a chance that in such an incredible conversation like real estate that's all about land and ROI and cash flow and buildings and multi-units and multi-family and rent-to-own, all that terminology, that jargon, that we rarely say to the mortgage lender, hey, you know, by the way, I really want you to know I appreciate your patience with me. Or to say to the landlord that you've hired, you know, I really appreciate your commitment to me. Or when you say to the people that are crunching your numbers, I really want to say I appreciate the time you've put in with me. Or when you say to your tenant, hey, I appreciate you renting from me. You know, gratitude is an incredible gift to give to the mankind, and we just don't give it enough. So there you have it. Three of the top few I've got crystallizing right now in the notes, if it were, Russell, that we'll be more than happy to be handing out to all our RAIN partners upon their request. And so, Russell, how do they get that?
Why don't you just email the office, info@raincanada.com, and do that, or we probably will even post them online. But if you can't find them, you can always just email info@raincanada, and Sarah will send them out to you right away. So, Rich, what do you think our homework should be after all of these lessons from Oprah? What should we do this week?
Well, I think we should take a page out of our notes from today on what she's suggesting is a great way to live and lead your best life, is to perhaps begin today to make a list of the five things you'd be grateful for, five things you can absolute exercise gratitude for. And remember, it's not a proclamation. You don't have to take out an ad space in a local paper and say thanks to people or say shout out thanks to those. Just be grateful. And it might be just turning inwards, turning upwards, or turning at some particular point in your life to say, hey, I want to just be grateful for it. So it's an observation, and it could be a communication if you wish, but make your list starting today.
Wow, what a truly inspiring message and a truly inspiring person. So thank you for sharing those lessons with us, Rich. What a wonderful
Absolutely.
Message. So RAIN partners, thank you for your time, for dialing in today. Today's message was all about be vulnerable, be yourself, the power of saying no, and the act of gratitude. What a wonderful, wonderful message. If you have any questions, RAIN members, or you need any support, you can always call our office at 1-888-824-7346. I'm Russell Westcott from RAIN, signing off, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.